Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. Your home for the Caps, the Nats, the Wiz, the Flying Squirrels, the Washington Commanders, and VCU basketball. And we are going to continue to reward our listeners here on 910 The Fan all VCU basketball season long with our home game ticket giveaways. We're going to be giving away two tickets to every home game this season. We want to take you closer to the action, giving you a chance to experience the Siegel Center, your home for VCU basketball, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. The Rams head to Frisco, Texas to take on Utah State in a key non-conference matchup. Today, we'll bring you into Coach Phil Martelli's office inside of the Basketball Development Center for our first AWOD and the Coach feature, which will be the first Wednesday of every month at 1 p.m. during college basketball season. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores,
highlights. Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
Yesterday's NFL trade deadline, there were 8 trades, tied for the second most on any deadline day going back to 1990, and there were a total of 18 trades from October 1st to deadline day, which tied with 2022 for the most in that period of time. I think it's kind of cool. It's become like the NBA, where teams are wheeling and dealing. They are shopping players. You're either tanking, your buyers, or your sellers in the National Football League. What does Sauce Gardner do for the Colts? Here is Lewis Riddick.
No question about that, and really, quite honestly, after this last week's performance, look, you can't just jump off the bandwagon on Daniel Jones.
Right.
Because of how the Pittsburgh game looked. There's always a lot of context about interceptions. We talked about that. They're fine there. Look, as far as what this does for them defensively with Sauce, as Jeff was alluding to, was this. He gives them a movable chess piece.
Yep.
He's a guy you can go ahead and stick on number ones and say, hey, look, I need you to dog this guy all over the football field.
Yep.
Look, as far as the penalties and the holdings over the past couple of years, one of the things that Lou, I'm sure, and Aruma, our defensive coordinator, will do is back him off a little bit, let him play with more eyes, and not have him up on the line of scrimmage doing this all the time. Because when you're out there and you're charged with covering a team's number one wide receiver in press, you're going to get some holding penalties because it's hand-to-hand combat, play after play after play. His skill level hasn't diminished. They'll give him a little bit of a break. The Colts are set up right now, though,
yes,
man.
Yes, they are.
Chris Ballard, hey, look. He went from being a guy who many people wanted to run out of Indy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So now all of a sudden you're going, okay, you're making some moves.
Yeah,
man.
And listen,
Sauce Gardner to the Colts, and he will match up later this season against Jacoby Myers, who moves over to Jacksonville. And you smell that? I think Jacksonville smells something. They smell blood in the water in Indianapolis. They are just a game and a half back of the Colts at 5-3 with the Colts' recent loss to the Steelers. I think they made that move because they believe they can win the division with help there for Trevor Lawrence. Here's Manti Te'o reacting to the Jags trade.
Jacksonville Jaguars. I thought the most intriguing trade was for Jacoby Myers going to Jacksonville, being able to have Liam Cohen. You know where Liam Cohen came from last year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Now they have Brian Thomas Jr. and Travis Hunter. Now, there are a lot of talks about Brian Thomas Jr. and you know, the situations with him before the trade. Now you add somebody like Jacoby Myers, and now you have almost a three-headed monster there, because Travis Hunter is a unicorn and he does play both ways, but it seems like in 2025, he's playing more offense. So now you put Jacoby Myers in there. He's a possession receiver, he's a physical receiver, and he's somebody that can get the job done for you. So I thought that out of all the trades yesterday, this was the one that was the most intriguing for me.
Jacksonville has a key divisional game in Houston against the Texans this Sunday. Over to College Football on the Sports app. The first college football playoff rankings have been released last night. I thought it was intriguing television. Number one, Ohio State undefeated, followed by unbeaten Indiana and Texas A&M. 4, 5, and 6 is the SEC. It means more. Alabama, Georgia, and Ole Miss. The top 10 is rounded out by BYU and Texas Tech, who will face against each other this weekend. Oregon and Notre Dame. Every team in the top 25 came from the Power Four conferences, so Memphis was the G5 team, the Group of Five team that made it in. They would face off against Georgia if the first round started today. The Hoos are in, the lone team representing the ACC, coming in at number 14, but because of the ACC getting an automatic bid, they would be in against Ole Miss. Notre Dame at BYU, Oregon at Texas Tech. The rankings will be released every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Next one coming November 11th. Here is Paul Feinbaum giving his reaction to the first rankings.
I don't have a lot, Greeny, because let's remember, this is week one, and by the end of it, it doesn't matter a whole lot. But I do have one, if I could share that, and that's Texas A&M. In many ways, I think they probably have the best resume in the country. The metrics favor them. I get Ohio State. The eye test has been superb for them. And I also understand Indiana has looked good in every game, and they have that Oregon win. But to me, what A&M has had to do is a lot more accomplished than Indiana. A&M has gone to Notre Dame and beaten a really good team there. They've gone on the road and beaten other teams. To me, they should be number two. Now, okay, sue me if you're Indiana.
So, look, I think there's going to be a lot of movement still. You look at Notre Dame here at number 10. They don't really have much of an opportunity to move up. They certainly could move backwards and outside. I think every game for them is now an elimination game. I think the SEC will end up getting five teams in. We saw four in the first rankings, three in the Big Ten, two in the Big 12, and one in the ACC. I think that you'll end up with just one from the Big 12, one from the ACC, but with five from the SEC. Here's Jordan Rogers chiming in.
No, that was absurd. Again, the eye test, right? The committee goes, oh, but those two running backs, they're so good. The defense is playing better. Yeah, but what have they done on the field, right? Notre Dame has one top 25 win. Texas has two. Oklahoma has two, right? Their losses, I think, are even better for Texas and Oklahoma. So I think this one, again, was just like, that made no sense putting you rank them fine. Texas, Oklahoma, Notre Dame. It'll all sort itself out, but that showed you that they're looking at the wrong things. They're not valuing wins on the field as much as they were in this area of, oh, the eye test, but they look so much better right now. Okay, well, they still lost two games that they shouldn't have.
Well, it's just the first week of the rankings. I'm looking forward to this every Tuesday from here on out. Over to the NBA on the Sports app. The Washington Wizards will be in action today against the Boston Celtics. They're coming off of a 119-102 loss to the Knicks. But I got to say, the young guys have looked good. Trey Johnson, Bilal Coulibaly since making his return. But I think most importantly, it's been Alex Saar improving. And I thought he was really good against Karl Anthony Towns in the loss. The Thunder in an action last night against the Clippers. They are still undefeated. SGA with a three. Let's take a listen to the call.
Toom. as SGA. Let her have the lead, looking for a little bit more, and SGA yet again from downtown.
He finished with 30, 4 and 12. Thunder win 126 to 107. The Bulls rally from 24 down against the 76ers in a battle of the Eastern Conference leaders. And then the Pelicans against the Hornets. Alvarado with a clutch three. Let's take a listen to the call.
Alvarado, left alone, got it! Three-pointer for Alvarado, and the Pelicans take a lead.
And they would win 116 to 112. They needed that win. They've struggled early on this season. We move over to college basketball here on the Sports app. VCU, Utah State from Texas Friday night. We'll preview the game with the head coach, Phil Martelli Jr., today on AWOD and the coach at 1 p.m. He will join us the first Wednesday of the month throughout the college basketball season. Last night in top 25 action, you had Kentucky start their season with a win over Nicholls University, 77-51. Texas Tech starts with a big win over Lindenwood, 98-60. But the game of the night was Duke against Texas. Duke down by one at the break, but Boozer gets going in the second half. Let's take a listen to the call.
He'll get a touch to the paint. And banks it up and in on a foul, too. He'll head to the line.
Caden Boozer and Cameron Boozer, the Boozer twins for the Blue Devils. It was Cameron with 15 points all in the second half. Also 13 rebounds, a monster double-double. Two assists, three steals, and a block. Yeah, looking like a top five pick. Blue Devils come back and win big, 75-60. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It is a Wednesday, which means we will talk Hokies, the Cowan Gates Hokies update with Bill Roth at 1:30. We'll go around the NFL with Mike Jones from The Athletic at 2:15, and we'll hear from Dan Quinn when he speaks to the media coming up a little bit later this afternoon. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. You got the Junks Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. Michael Phillips is 10 to noon. I'm 12 to 3 AWOD Radio before Grant and Danny drive you home. And we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. We're heading out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline right now for a segment we call Crosstalk on the Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on the Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on the Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, I asked you, I sent you a text. Have you looked into pricing out a college football playoff game for UVA? You laughed at me.
Hey, man. It's real. I believe, and I think last night backs up, they are going to have to win the ACC title game. I think even if they win the rest of the way, win their last three, make the ACC title game but lose in it, I think they will give that spot to an SEC team instead.
I could see that happening. I don't think it's fair.
No, it's not fair.
The ACC has been screwed in the past by unfairness, and you look at Florida State just a few years ago. At what point are we going to start respecting their wins, though? Right? I mean, the win streak now is at 7 in a row. Their one loss was a 4-point loss to NC State, who just beat Georgia Tech. That's got to be a good resume booster right there. I mean, if Virginia goes and finishes 11-1, they should be a college football playoff team if they lose the ACC championship game.
If they go 11-1, lose the ACC title game to, let's say, Louisville, or let's say Georgia Tech, I'm going to tell you on air. Now, look, it's not fair, right? So I want to be clear. It's not fair. But I'm going to tell you on air, and I'm going to believe it, Miami is a better team than UVA in that scenario, and I'll believe it. And the reason we have a committee, Adam, is because the committee needs to watch the games, make up their mind who are the best teams in America. And I don't think watching UVA, you come to the conclusion this is one of the best 10 best teams in America. And because of that, they have to get the automatic berth then.
So what makes Miami so much better? Their win over Notre Dame? Like, what makes Miami so much better?
It's just dynamic offense, playmakers everywhere, better athletes, better speed, better strength, a better strength of schedule. Lost narrowly to a very good team on a Friday night, playing a much tougher schedule, has acquitted themselves well while doing so. They're Miami, so they always slip on the banana peel. They always have that. You remember last year, they lost to Syracuse, final game of the season. That ultimately cost them the spot in the college football playoff. But there is no doubt in my mind that Miami is the ACC team best able to win a college football playoff game.
I can't agree with you anymore. That loss to SMU or the loss to Louisville. The two losses in the ACC play, when there are six teams with one loss or less, I can't agree with you there.
We got a marketing team.
They are the marketed team in the conference, and they might have the best quarterback, but the losses have piled up now.
we got to start playing a balanced schedule. If UVA had played Virginia Tech's schedule this year, they would not be in this conversation. If UVA had played Miami's schedule, they would not be in this conversation. We have an imbalanced schedule, and it is killing the ACC that we have these teams at the top, and we cannot sort them out against each other because they don't play each other. I don't know if it's – are there too many teams in the ACC? Are we not handling schedules correctly? I don't know. But whatever it is, we've got to get on a standardized schedule because right now – and this was Indiana last year, admittedly, right? Indiana last year was an enormous beneficiary of the schedule. They may have been really, really good. I think they're backing up this year that they're really, really good. It's hard to know when they don't play the best.
ACC absolutely has three too many teams. When they brought in Stanford, Cal, and SMU, that was way too many. But the Big 12 has that issue also.
And the Big 12 gets no respect either. That's a one-bid league, too. I know they got
Well, they have two teams in, and both of them were ahead of ACC teams.
They have two teams in, but they won't have two teams in at the end, right? Maybe both of those get in eventually. I think BYU's probably best position to get in with a Big 12 title game loss. But I think at the end of the day, the committee is ultimately just going to shoo a bunch of SEC and Big 12 teams in. I also think we need to have a discussion about two group of five teams in because the American's great this year. The Sun Belt's great this year. I feel the same way when we get to March Madness. They leave out too many mid-major teams that would be fun to watch. I want to watch some of these matchups.
Yeah, and I think it would help if you force Notre Dame to be in a conference and to play in a conference championship game because they're taking the other G5 spot.
Well, if Notre Dame was in the ACC, obviously they would be the number one team in the ACC right now in the rankings. A Notre Dame UVA title game doesn't, if UVA wins, they probably both get in. I don't know that it changes anything, though, because if Notre Dame beats UVA or Louisville in the title game, use that as justification to keep that out. Here's the bottom line. The SEC has all the respect and all the juice in the room right now. It's really tough for anybody else to get any oxygen going at all. And I'm not saying that's fair. I'm just saying that's how it is.
Yeah, I know. But, the SEC didn't dominate the SEC-ACC challenge like they did in previous years, right? Like, Miami beat Florida. They had some wins.
The ACC is being under-respected right now, and the SEC is being over-respected right now. And also, every Saturday, 8 million people watch the SEC at noon, 8 million people watch the SEC at 3:30, and 8 million people watch the SEC at 8 o'clock. That's where 100% of the juice is right now in college football, is where the bread's getting. But you talk about Notre Dame as a brand, and you're absolutely right. If Notre Dame is borderline, Notre Dame gets in the playoff. You know that, and I know that.
Here's my thing, Michael, and you're so right about the brand and the SEC of the brand, but I think the SEC backs it up. For me, I don't respect the Big Ten as much. Who has Oregon beaten this year to prove that they should be as highly ranked as they are? They have three games where they could still prove it against 20 Iowa, 19 USC, 23 Washington, but their best win this year is Penn State. That doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't hold up at all. No, we need to have a discussion as college football fans. Why are we pretending there's a big two conferences? Because there's not. There's one big conference, and there's three pretty good conferences behind it. There's the SEC, and there's everybody else. The Big Ten has done a tremendous job of marketing themselves as on par with the SEC. I don't think they are.
So when we get to the final 12 for the brackets, how many teams will be in from the P4 are you going to say? So SEC 5, Big 10 3, what do you think?
SEC 5, Big 10 4, ACC 1, Big 12 1, and that leaves your one group of 5 that gets us to 12, right? Maybe 3 Big 10, 2 Big 12 if BYU really proves itself and you have a good title game, but I think ultimately they're going to find a way to slide those teams off. It'll be one Big 12, one ACC, one group of 5, and the other spots are all going to the big boys.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Big 10 should be in that group either, to be clear.
I don't think they should. And then Notre Dame comes and they can crash that party, or they could lose it and open up a spot for someone else. I don't think it's going to be Memphis at the end of the day.
I hope it's JMU. I think it'd be a ton of fun to get JMU into the playoffs. Get JMU and UVA in, give us some juice, give us a little sweat, because I don't think we're going to be talking Commanders that time of year, Adam.
You're listening to A-Wod Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. That was Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. He can be heard Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. We'll be right back on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wod Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We are live and local here in Richmond, Virginia. You can always hear us on the go with the free Odyssey app. We're going to check in with our buddy in the nation's capital on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from the Team 980 in D.C. It's my buddy Chris Russell. What's going on, Rooster?
What's up, A-Wod? How are you, pal?
You know, I'm doing okay, given the fact that the team is 3-6, and you know I live and die by every snap. I'm defending Dan Quinn on my radio show, and I'm defending him every single day. And it's annoying that I'm having to defend a head coach that just made it to the conference championship game 9 games later. Are you facing that battle also?
Well, you know, I don't know how much of it has been an overall condemning of Dan Quinn. So I'll say that. But the part that I have had to defend Dan Quinn ruthlessly on is that he's a village idiot or clueless, or that he performed malpractice on Jaden Daniels, which is absolutely and totally 1,000% incorrect. And I know some people, it sounds like, are on both of our side, right? Ryan Clark, for whatever that's worth. Ross Tucker yesterday with the Junks, which, you know, airs on all of our stations, right? I know me, you, obviously, a couple of other people, Grant Paulson, what have you. I think that's the reasonable approach. is, look, when that drive starts at 12 and a half minutes left, sure, mathematically the game is probably out of reach. Not many people, if anybody, are going to come back from 38-7. I got it. I understand that. He's a football player. He needs work. He needs reps. He's been injured. Yes, that's part of the reason to get him out, to not get injured again, but part of the reason why he's in is to get him the reps that he's missed. And if anybody has watched Jaden Daniels, and you and I sat there during training camp, and Awad, I don't know, I don't remember exactly what you walked away with. If anybody watched Jaden Daniels in training camp and thought, man, does he look really sharp. Man, does he look really crisp. I don't know how you walked away thinking that, because I sure as hell didn't, and I was trying to. I sure as hell didn't, and it's never changed from that, you know, from early in camp, throughout camp, and throughout the regular season when he has actually played, which I understand hasn't been a lot. He has not looked sharp, period.
Yeah.
And I think that was part of the reason why the staff said, okay, 12 and a half minutes left, even though we think we should get him out of there, according to Dan Quinn, when he offered an apology, the guy needs work. He needs reps. He needs live work, period. He does. And anybody that doesn't think that doesn't know football, in my opinion.
Yeah, and last year was so much fun that it's easy to cloud your judgment and think that he's already arrived and he's already one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, I came away from training camp thinking the offense got their ass kicked. And I thought our defense was going to be really good. Like, I think that's what's driving me nuts is that I thought, all right, the offense will get going, but the defense is going to be elite. Well, the defense has regressed. The offense can't do anything. Let's focus in on the offensive line. Where did they miss here? Because I don't think the trade for Tunsil was wrong. I think it was smart to draft a right tackle to have him be the future guy on the outside protecting for Jaden. I like Biadasz. I like Cosme. But as a unit, they've been below average.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Sam coming back, obviously, missing the first, five, six games, whatever. You know, it's going to take him some time to get back to where Sam Cosmi normally is, right? And don't forget, he's working with a rookie right tackle. So that's going to expose him probably a little bit more and make some of his play a little bit more unstable as Josh Connerly figures it out. Don't forget, where they probably screwed up the most was thinking, oh, Brandon Coleman will no problem slide from left tackle, where he was fairly good, to left guard and be dominant. That's where they screwed up the most. Chris Paul is fine. Chris Paul is okay. Chris Paul is strong. He should be. He's been in the NFL for 4+ years. And he's had nothing but time to develop his strength and his technique. But the bottom line is, they thought Brandon Coleman going from left tackle to left guard was going to totally change that around. And by adding Laramie Tunsil at left tackle, that they were going to be able to run, pass, do whatever they wanted, no protection issues, run the ball off the left side, no problem, get Cosme back, get Connerly some experience, then we'll be able to run the ball off the right side, be honest, solid in the middle. So they overestimated that clearly. Now, that doesn't mean Brandon Coleman's done. That doesn't mean that you won't see Brandon Coleman back at left guard and maybe a better Brandon Coleman. But for now, that's where they screwed up.
I totally agree with the decision, though. Like the thinking of, oh, he played guard well in college. He can do it in the NFL. And I would make that decision again with the pieces they had. So I don't think the general manager got it wrong there. It hasn't worked out. Let me get Chris Russell's take here on what we're seeing defensively, and will Joe Witt Jr. moving to the sidelines make a difference?
I don't think it will, but people tell me it will because he can communicate more directly with players. If we're just using common sense, sure, somebody is more likely to respond to something being talked to face-to-face, man-to-man, than through a headset or something relayed to Ken Norton Jr. or another coach or whatever. Yeah, but Awad, I mean, maybe it's a slight improvement. Slight. I mean, who are we kidding here? Now with no Marshawn Lattimore, Amos is banged up a little bit. Mikey Sanders still has regressed. Quan Martin has really regressed. and Will Harris is not back yet. You know, I mean, there's only so much you can do with a pig, right? Quite honestly. And we were going back to talking about in training camp. All of us walked away with, man, this secondary is pretty damn good. Well, we come to find out that the offense was really bad,
yeah.
Right? Or that was some of our thought was, this offense isn't that good without Terry and without Noah Brown. And that was true. But it made the defense look better than it was. And as soon as you get tested for real, right? I mean, I've been down this road in 15, 16 years of being around this team. You know, not every day, but a whole lot of days. That just because you see something in August, even in a preseason game, doesn't mean it's automatically going to carry over to September. And clearly, in this case, the defense did not, and the offense kind of did, if we're being honest.
Chris Russell with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. I'll tell you, a big part of getting me through this week was seeing the Cowboys take a big fat loss. I mean,
they are so dysfunctional
right now, and they made a couple of trades. We are not alone in our misery, and I appreciate that the Cowboys are struggling right now as well. What do you think happens with Jaden Daniels this season? Do we see him again?
So I've heard conflicting things, and I know Dan Quinn is speaking as we're speaking. So I don't know if there's been any more updated information because I checked right before you came to me, and I didn't see anything, but he had just started to speak. So I'm going to work with I don't know what if any, ligament damage. I've heard there is ligament damage. I've heard there isn't ligament, so I don't know. Assuming that there isn't ligament damage, yes, I do think you will see him before the end of the year, maybe the last three or four games, somewhere in that range. And yes, by the way, I think he needs to play. I think he needs the reps. I think he needs the snaps. I think Jaden Daniels, and Kurt Warner said it, if anybody hasn't seen that video or the tweet from this morning, Awad, this is something I've shared, I know, with you personally. I'm pretty sure we've talked about it on the radio. From, again, day one of camp, I was concerned that Jaden did not look sharp, that something was off. I didn't know exactly how to put it because, again, the bullets in training camp are not the same as the bullets in September, okay?
Right.
It just isn't. But I was concerned because of that. And yes, it's so easy to just attribute it to no Terry, no Noah, but it's more than that. It's more than just the play caller. It's more than just the quarterback. It is a, I don't want to say system-wide failure, but it is a system-wide complete unit struggle. And Jaden being the quarterback has to get better.
Yeah.
He has to get back to the Jaden, you know, and that means seeing things quicker. That means getting through his reads, anticipating more. That means taking the 4, 5, 6 yard gains as opposed to the 15, 16 yard gains. That's what that means. And even on the play he got hurt, I understand there was a free rusher in his face. Guess what, man? You got to throw that away. You can't play hero ball every single snap. And that's what Jaden has done too much of this year and not enough of what we saw last year, which was a much healthier balance.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even close to thinking about changing my mind on him or giving up on him, but it's very interesting that he's making the mistakes that Caleb Williams was making last year, and now Caleb Williams is playing much better, it seems like, at times, and Jaden is just not reading the field. To me, that's not having his weapons that he had last year, his safety blanket of Oz, Zacchaeus, of Jamison Crowder, of Noah Brown being healthy, De'Ami Brown. Zach Ertz looks slower. I mean, Zach Ertz looks awful. The false starts, are you freaking kidding me?
Yes.
And you're giving him a veteran rest day? He should be out on the practice field today. Absolutely.
All of that is part of it, but this whole notion that they don't get any separation, at least by my eye and technology and next-gen stats, that's not true.
Yeah.
On some plays, yes, there's a lack of separation. If we're looking at Zach Ertz, yes, there's a lack of separation. I said all summer long, And I'm sure we talked about it. They were going to miss Alumni Zacchaeus more than people realize. I think even more than De'Ami Brown, and I think more than Jamison Crowder, I thought Alumni Zacchaeus would be the guy that they would miss. And, you know, I mean, listen, is OZ lighting it up in Chicago? No. But the point being is he's not there. Yeah. He's not that outlet, that quick underneath, quick game option that Jaden seems to be bypassing a little bit more this year.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed. All right, let's close with this. The hot seat for Dan Quinn. Every loss, it's going to heat up. We're defending him. We're brothers in defending DQ, all right? Like, we love blizzards. But it's going to keep heating up if they keep losing games. What do you need to see from Dan Quinn? We're probably going to get destroyed by the Lions. When the schedule came out, I said, they have been licking their chops waiting for this game. They're going to be lions in the jungle ready to pounce. So I don't think we're going to win this game, but what do you think you could see that would cool the hot seat a little bit for Dan Quinn?
Well, you know, lose 31-28 instead of by 20-plus points, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think anybody rightfully expects you to win this game, as you mentioned. I don't think anybody – I don't need Vegas to tell me that, please. Enough. I need my eyes to tell me that in common sense, right? But lose 31-28 instead of 31-12.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, that's where we're at. And then, oh, by the way, don't lose in Madrid to – a Dolphins team that's got just as many problems, if not more problems, than you have.
Yeah.
Now, for right now, they do have a healthy quarterback. For right now. For right now, they do. But they've got a lot of problems, too. Don't lose that game, and you'll be able to fend off the dogs for a couple of weeks at least.
Chris, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
You got it, A-Watt. Appreciate you.
Yep, that's our buddy Chris Russell. You can check him out coming up at 1 o'clock on the Odyssey app or Team 980 in D.C. He's 1-4. On the Team 980. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. All right, welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Happy Hump Day. We're live and local here on a Wednesday, November 5th, and we are committed to taking you closer to the action once a month. The first Wednesday of the month, Phil Martelli Jr., the head coach of the VC Rams, will join us for AWOD and the coach. That'll be at 1 p.m. We'll go around the NFL with NFL hits, take a look at this weekend's matchups, plus Mike Jones will join us. But Dan Quinn just spoke to the media in Ashburn live from the podium, and he gave an update on Jaden Daniels. Then we want to play some of this Kurt Warner audio on Jaden Daniels. And like Chris Russell said, and I said, we were there at training camp, and there were struggles on the offensive side of the ball at training camp. To me, this all comes down to the injuries, and I think it kind of started with Eckler. You could consider McLaurin there, but Eckler caught a ton of passes that Jaden Daniels threw him last year. And so, like, that's a weapon that's not there, and then another weapon that's not there, and then this and this and this. It's just not the same. Here is Dan Quinn speaking to the media, giving us the latest on QB1 and more.
Let's get started with you guys.
With Jaden, not on IR, what's the update on him? What, you know, with the plan for him?
Yep, we are actually going through a final medical meeting today regarding second opinions and that to put the plan together. So we should have an update for you here, the next day or so. Just being thorough through the whole process, like all the guys, to make sure all the opinions, and then gather all the info and then make the decisions from there.
And then we've talked a lot about the physical toll of the injuries and just like guys who are missing. What's the mental toll on this many injuries on a team when you see, I know it's next man up, but what's the mental toll like?
Yeah, it's a great question, John. It is, because there's continuity issues that take place first off when you have an injury of people, not in sync all the time together. But the mental toll, it's definitely a big one. It's also for the guys that are out, some that are out that'll come back, some that are out for the season. And the ones that I worry about are the ones out for the season. As far as the mental toll collectively, team, like everybody goes through it, and some stuff, not injuries, but I'm saying hard things, and you find your way, but it's better to acknowledge it, talk about it, and find the best plan moving forward. And if you have, the right mindset to go solve the problems, then, okay, this is what we need to go do, and this is how we need to go do it. I think just being straight about it, John, is the best approach to eliminate any doubt. This is how we're going to go win, and each game is winnable, and you have to say this is how we're going to go do it for this game. And that may look different week to week, and But for us, that's where the focus goes. And I try to explain that in the beginning of the week, and then you try to make that come to life through the game plan and the practice. And so having a whole week to go do that against a talented Detroit team, like, we'll need all the whole week and the practice to do that.
Dan, what is the film showing you about Mikey this season?
Yeah, I would say there's been up and down moments, meaning the playmaker, the interceptions I saw at LA and, you know, the last couple of weeks. So the ball hawking mindset, which I love. There's also been a couple of plays of over-trying, you know, to make those plays. And that's kind of part of the process. You don't like to go through that. But when you're capable of making plays, well, I'll make some more and I'll make a few more. And then all of a sudden, that's not the one that you need to take a chance on. In the basketball world, I'm not going to force this shot. You know, that's what sometimes happens to a ball player who has the skills to go do that. And I think there's been some examples of that this year. And I'm not surprised, because he's a competitor and wants to help and make plays. And so my part of my training with the guys and talking to them, I want them to feel backs against the wall and fight for that. But I don't want them to over-try to make things up to go try to win. Like, the attitude, the mindset, that's good, but not at the expense of veering off course to do something that could have other consequences. And he has to learn that, I would say, but he's not alone in that. That's, you know, everybody, when you're fight like hell, you want to make a play for the team, you want to change the course of things. And so it's actually when you need to be the most disciplined. And those are good, hard lessons, but ones that I'm certain that he's learned too.
What does he have to lean into as a second-year player who has this? It's a natural kind of progression. There's tape on you now. There's ways to attack you now. And what does he have to lean into to kind of get through those rough patches when it doesn't go the way he would like it to go?
Yeah, I think you have to lean into the discipline and the technique, because when you play with that and you have that and you can lean on that, man, then you're good, David, because now – I know I can play the technique and play it when you're maybe I'm off, I'm back, I want to take a shot, then you're not out of the technique. So I think there's like a real discipline that has to take place. And as you're going through, sometimes I feel like he's older than going into the second year, but some of those players that have more years, okay, that's not the time. That's not the place to go take your shot. He's still learning that. And I know that he'll learn from this. There's a sharp guy, but we can't have ones where you can and where you can't. So the discipline, I would say, is the biggest factor for a ball player who's a playmaker, because they know they can make the next one and make the next one. And so imagine that's much the same conversation, which the right shot when you've covered that. So it's for the guys that aren't capable of making some of those, they are probably more disciplined in sometimes, because I can't make that play all the way over there, where sometimes a player thinks they can.
Two-part playing off that, is it expected then that you're seeing it in year two more so than year one with him, and then just with him and Quan together, just the two together, how do you feel like they're developing after a really strong first year together?
Yeah, that's a great question, and they're both going through it too, you know, like they want it to be right and good. Like, these are two really committed guys, and so, you know, going for Quan, like, whether it's a tackling, you know, that didn't go the way that you want, like, and he's somebody that I have all the faith in to get those done. But when you miss him, you want to talk about him, acknowledge him, and say, this is what needs to be done to go make this play, get this technique done. And sometimes over trying can be that way. I want to do this, and I thought he was going to do that, and like, no, man, just trust the technique. And so I've sensed with both of them some of that, and they're two guys that I just believe in so much, and to stay in the discipline of it, and like, those plays will generally be made.
And then going back to the injuries, what is your approach with Adam when you guys are digging deep into the well of players that you need to find just to have depth and reserve there? What does it change from what it did normally at the start of the season? I mean, how do you work this out with him?
Yeah, we talk through the team, you know, every day, so that's the good part. To dig in, and he and his staff and Lance and on the guys from the pro side, they've really done a good job. It's the hardest, I would say, Nikki, when there's multiples at a position. So for us, that would be like wide receiver and DNs, because then there's layers down to it. when it's elevate from the practice squad, they've been in the system, been in training camp, that makes it a little bit easier because system training, you know, like that person's getting themselves ready for their opportunity, and you pray and you hope that that doesn't come from the injury side. You hope a player on the practice squad says, man, we got to get his ass in. He's working it at practice. He's improving. He's getting there. The other side is if a contingency happens, if he an injury took place, he's ready to play. So I'd say it's harder when you add those players in season because then there's less bank reps, less continuity together. Not to say it can't be done. Of course it can, but that's part of the hardest part, I would say, when there's layers at a position. One, okay, that's a shift. And then, but those two positions, I would say it's harder because there's and there's more players at that position, so you could say, well, it'd be there's more to go, but still at three or four, you know, is a big number at a position, even at receiver and D end or O-line where you play more players than running back or quarterback.
Hey, Coach, with Frankie Louvu potentially suspended on Sunday, it seems like Jordan McGee is going to get more run. What have you seen from Jordan this season as far as that, like, second-year leap?
Yeah, we are very excited about Jordan. We've got some good news on Frankie that he is not going to be suspended, so that's a big deal. But what you've seen from Jordan, there was just like a fantastic tackle for loss in the game the other night. He's a very square and secure tackler. You may have even heard me talk about good linebackers who can play square. And the reason you want to do that, so if a ball's going outside and you overrun it, your shoulders are turned, you can allow a cutback lane. And so the best of the best, man, they can play square but have the quickness and the range to go from side to side without having to turn and run. Jordan has that. And so I'm excited to see him develop, and you know, he's going to continue to develop and make more plays.
Over here?
Yep.
You told us on Monday that you're going to bring Joe Witt down to the field. Who yep. goes, anybody move up to the booth? And ultimately, that move, what do you expect will change or happen with him on that field?
Yep, two parts. First, no one else is moving up from that spot to go. Tom Donatell is on the pass side, is up, you know, in that space. So we're covered in that way. What do you expect when, or what's the advantages probably that you want to ask, you know, like when you're up, you're down, obviously you can see Chick so much, you know, clearer from up top. You can see the substitutions. What you don't feel, players and the fast communication that you sometimes need to get to. So when you're not hitting a mark in a certain space, it's the right call. If it's also happened the other way, when you're on the field and, you know, okay, he needs to get out of the emotion of it and just see the play calling. So it's the right call for us at this time. So the players can look directly at Joe. Joe can look directly at them in between a series, you know, to go into that spot. So no one is going to go up, but Joe will come down, and kind of wanted to give you the, you know, the pluses and minuses of those. Both are effective. It just, you know, by play caller and what we need at the moment, you make changes and say, all right, this is what's best for us now. And it's not that uncommon where, you know, people have done it in season, out of season, one season to the next. So I think it's the right change up for us right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.